Just a few of us here in person.
Yeah, there. The majority of the audience now is online.
All right.
Torreway, Northwest London, Monday morning, the 21st of December, Vov Teves, Tov Shein Pei Aleph, Harav Mechel Gantz, Parsha theme.
Shkoyach. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to discuss a pasuk in this week's parsha, where it discusses the 70 nefoshes, the 70 nefoshes that came down to Mitzrayim. It enumerates the names, and it's interesting that one of the names is Shaul, and the Torah goes and says also the mother's name, Shaul. Doesn't say mother's name, Shaul ben Akananus. By all, everyone else, we just say that, you know, this is the son of Reuven, of Shimon, of Levi. But when it comes to Shimon, we say, one of the children of, and then Shaul ben Akananus. And the Shaila is, why does the Torah go ahead and say Shaul ben Akananus? And Rashi, obviously, whenever there's a problem, he addresses it. Shal Mikra, and he says, I read what he says. Ben Akananus, Ben Dino Shnivali Leknaini. She was actually he was Shaul is the daughter of is the son of Dina, and the reason why Dina is called Akananus over here is because she was Nivala to Shechem, which was one of the seven Umos. And then Rashi carries on. Shaharu Shchem laHoisa Dina Roitza Lotzeis At She Nishba LaShimon SheYisa Ena. What happens? He goes on to say a story. Now, when Shimon and Levi killed the whole city of Shchem, Dina didn't want to leave the house of Shchem until Shimon made a shavua that he will marry her. Eshtens. We know, as there's a story of the Ruzhiner, that whenever he was a young child and his teacher was teaching him Chumash Rashi, even before this teacher started Rashi, he would always ask the question of Rashi. And there was once, but the story of in Pashas, with the story of the Sulam Musaf Arzah Pashas Yitzay. So Rashi asked the question there, why did it say Oilem v'Yoridim? We should have said first Yoridim, then Oilem. Then Lachem first come down, then go up. So the Rishon didn't ask that question. So his teacher asked him, Nuv, how was Frekst in Ishta Shaila? So up there, because of a Chalim Frekst in Ishta Shaila. Every time, Rashi doesn't just bring Medrashim. Rashi doesn't just say, we have Medrash, Lechud, and Rashi is, as he says many times, Ani Bossi Farish Shuddish Al Mikra. So why does Rashi over here first have to say that Shimon made a Shavua? Why is he going on a whole Medrash over here? Why is he saying that he could have just said that Shimon married Dina, and that's how Shaul is the son of Shimon? Why does he have to say this whole Shavua thing? Also,
marry
his
sister. Why?
Oh, sister.
Yes, sister. He could have just said that. He doesn't even have to say it. It's dover amuvan as over here. The fact that Shaul is the son of son of Shimon, and Rashi is saying that he's also the son of Dina. It's dover amuvan me'elav. Rashi's not here to come to tell us midrashim. So you have to go look at the Medrash. How come Shimon married Dina? But it's not negated. It's not negated to Pshut Shel Mikra. No. So why does he have to add that prat of the story of that he made a Shavua? Also, Rashi is only explaining away the word Kananis. What does it mean Kananis? So Rashi is saying that the reason why Dina is called Kananis because she nivala le Kanani. So why does that, in the Divrei Masechta Rashi adds also the word ben haknanis? It sounds a bit extra. The extra word of ben haknanis. Rashi is very meduic. Everything of Rashi is meduic. So why does he have to say ben haknanis? So here's another question. Also, another question is, where does Rashi take that this is referring to Dina? Why does Rashi take the pshat that this is referring to Dina and not any other Kanani? Shnivala Kanani is the son of a Kanani. Why does Rashi have to say the medrash that Shnivala Kanani? That's not pshut shel mikra. It's not pshut that it's dina. So on that, the answer is, we can answer it very simple. These two questions, I can answer very simple. It answers one another. The fact that the Torah comes and says, "Shol ben Aknanis," the Torah doesn't even speak b'dabrik b'gnusa shel behema tmeya. So why does the Torah have to say over here that this is the shol is a ben Aknanis? But the Torah is trying to make a bad yichus of it. It's the other Abbas punk vakev. Torah is trying to make a big yichus of shol. Most of the other Enoch, Lech, Ava, Yaakov over here, Nabdafka, they on the mother's side were also part of Yaakov's children. Yeah, but here the Torah comes and says, Ben, this shows Ben is Azun Eich Torah the Mame, also from Yaakov. So that's why it says Shol Ben Hakna. That's why Rashi, first of all, Rashi adds the word Demasel Ben, because the whole Rashi is trying to explain this. The Torah is trying here to say a bigger yichus in Shol, that he's also a daughter. He's also the son through his mother. He's also an enik of Yaakov through his mother's side.
So why does it say Knanis?
So that's what Rashi explains the medish pshat. That the mother was a Knanis. Rashi has to go and explain a ganzer yichus as sie is dina shnivala le Knani. The next question is going to be, what's the big yichus? Shimon married the sisters. Nishka grace the yichus. You're making it worse. The fact that you're telling me that Shaul is the son of Dina, which is also a son of Shimon. There's two sisters, a brother and sister got married. That's why Rashi has to go and say the next few words. We'll see later how this answers why over here he was allowed to marry her. That's what Rashi goes on to say. That he made a shavua. She didn't want to leave the house of Shechem, and he had to make a shavua that only he will marry her, and only then she agreed to leave. So let's move on to another topic, and we'll come back to this Rashi to see how this Rashi explains to us how Shimon was a mutter to marry his sister. So the chayda there's a famous shaila, many shailas on Yaakov marrying two sisters, Rachel and Leah. I'm not going to discuss this topic today. For example, the Ramban answers that they didn't keep the Torah in outside Israel. But Alfi Rashi is stimpus nish. But Rashi Fedish state Vayishlach Melovan Garti. Tarik Mitzvah Shemarti, which means that even he's telling Esav, even Chus La'aretz that he kept the whole Torah. So there's a very geschmack of answer from the Baal Rebbe. He explains that the idea of Tarik Mitzvah Shemarti was an extra hider. It was a plus. It was a surplus. And many Mefarshim explained that they were still had the din of a Bnei Noach. And Ebezoi. One of the things of Bnei Noach wasn't just Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, it was also a few other things. For example, we find Kibbutz Av Aim as well, was also one of the things. Another thing we find that in of lying, Remia was also an Isra. How do we know that Remia was an Isra? Because Yaakov has a tie to love one. Lama Rimi Sani. When I asked you to give me Rachel, you gave me Leah. So the idea of Sheker was also. So promise was a Haftacha was a Haftacha. And. So therefore, because Yaakov made a promise to Rachel that he's going to marry Rachel, he couldn't go back. He couldn't go back on her, on it. He had to then marry Rachel as well. So he couldn't. He couldn't. So although it's against the Torah, but the Torah was only an extra hider on them, but the Sheva Mitzvahs came first. It was a Maimon Muskar. But regards to Bilhah and Zilpah, the state that Rashi in Parshas, in Parshas Vayetze, that Rashi explains over there that it says twice Benoisai, that Bilhah and Zilpah were also sisters from a Pelegesh. Based on half Bilhah and Zilpah Benoisav Hoyim and Pelegesh. So the Chayda, how did Yaakov marry these two sisters? So you can answer as was that the what?
No.
So you can answer what is Pelegesh? What is Pelegesh? It says that Rashi says that they were Benoisa me Pelegesh. So the Oifen Klali, a Pelegesh is someone if we have it from different rayas that a Pelegesh is actually a Shifcha. And even though, which a Shifcha is the Chayre is you could say that they don't have they don't have issues. You could say that there's no issues there's no problem of sisters. Why? Because ain't issues with Shifcha. For example, when Esav had a problem with the bracha of Yaakovin, he tells his father, "No, give me a bracha, salty bracha." So his father says, "I'm sorry, your brother Yaakov is your master, so I can't give you anything. If I give you any bracha, mashakana evakana rabbi." So the Chayyim says, "Why couldn't he give him also a bracha for children? They have big families." So from this is a raya that even when it comes to children, mashakana evakana rabbi. Even a bracha for children would have been the children of Yaakov. It wouldn't have been the children of Esav. So Esav didn't have any. There was no way for him to get a bracha. Only later on, Yaakov says, if the Yidden don't keep a chas on the mitzvah, so then you can have a taina, and then you could be a matzliach, etc. So from here we see that there is a problem of that in general when it comes to children of a shifcha, they don't have the din of children, and that's how you can answer why the Bilhah and Zilpah, which came from Pelegesh, didn't have a din of a choyes to mitzad their mother. The mother was a shifcha. The mother was a Pelegesh. So therefore, these Bilhah and Zilpah also didn't have a gedder of a choyes mitzad their mother. However, you can still ask, who was the father? The father was Lavan. Mitzad Lavan, they should have technically been his daughters. Mitzad Hilavan, they should have been achoyes. And the chanami mitzad the mother was a din of a shifcha. But mitzad the av, they should have been a din of achoyes. On that, what? Avramini got married to Hagar. So what are you saying?
So there's two gedarim over there, it's a good shayla, we find that
if not for sort of sending away Yishmol, he would have had a tiny in Yerusha and a Hanami, because over there she was taka shifcha. But lav dafka, that it takes away from Yerusha. I'm talking about, which means they have a din They're able to get the Yerusha. Oh, but there is even a there's two gedolim. It seems like from these two parshas, it seems like there's two gedolim of avodim of shifras. You have the shifra of Hagar, where Sarah says la yidish ben amar zois. Aber lulei zois volte yogi ben ene from the mishpacha. Not for you. And also not only that, we find also by the Bnei Keturah. Yaakov says, "Vayshalchem moysan v'idenu chai." But why did he have to send? Why did he have to send them away while he's still alive? Because he had to, because he didn't want them also to get the Yerusha. He didn't want them to be part of Klal Yisrael. So there is two. You could say there's two shlavim in Avodim. There's the first shlav of Eved, where there's two types of pelakshim. There's two types of pelakshim. There's the pelegish of some of where Keturah was a pelegish, and also a Hogar went into that gather as well. Although she was a shifcha, she's a zidah shifcha, but nevertheless there's the where Rashi says b'loy k'suba, pelegish is b'loy k'suba, where you can have some din of mishpacha, and that's where Yishmael fits in over there. Aber more the chomer beginning of shifcha is where we'll come now to that the drag of shifcha there is mashikon evet kon rabbi and therefore we'll go to the next shlav of that is even more than that. The chodik asks a shayla, if someone has possession. Kinyan, you know, that's the Gemara says, you know, that Kinyan is referring to possessions. How can you say when someone's child is the etzem atzomai? How can you say when someone's mitzias is their child? You say that no, it doesn't belong to you. This child doesn't belong to you. This child is a possession. It belongs to the Odin. From this we see that this the from this we see a very deep concept in the gather of Eved, and we see this in also in the pasuk Mishpatim. He chas for him. The ganze gather from an Eved is not just the fact that all his kinyonim belong to the Eved, and you know, as the Rashba says in Kedushin, as it's not like that the Eved, when as soon as he gets the kinyon, is that's when it goes over to the Odin. Mekatchila, the Rashba says, it never belongs to the Eved. Oh, but there's much deeper than that. The gather of Eved is pechas for you. As the ganze mitzis was zich alein, so he has no mitzis whatsoever at all. It's not pshat. He has his own mitzis, and there's a din that his possessions need. You know, he doesn't own anything. Al derech, you know, derech by. By kedushin or whatever, but it's much deeper than that. There's no metzias ain't this. The Eved doesn't have an entity on its own. The whole metzias of the Eved is the fact that it is the Eved of the Adam. And if you say that, now it makes sense. That why there was no din achoyes even by Bilav Zilba Mitzad Lovan, which was the father. So we already answered why Mitzad the Ein they didn't have a din achoyes because Ein issues with Shifcha, but of Mitzad the Av Lachoyde you could have said. By the way, I'm jumping around. Ein issues with Shifcha, that's only after Matan Torah. Mitzad before Matan Torah, that's Lav Dafka. So therefore that doesn't enter the thing of loving. So the answer why there was no problem of achoyes mitzad loving is because they were durich and durich. Their whole metzias was they were the daughters of the pelegish they were the daughters of a shifcha, and therefore, although the father was Lavan, but they were the chasvam of Lavan. They never, yeah, In Metzias, they were born through Lavan, but they weren't. There wasn't nechshav for Lavan as a zera, and there was no teva involved over there. The Torah took away, you know, the din of shivcha in those times was that it belonged to possession. Even the etzem mitzius of the eved of the shifcha belonged to the odin. Now let's go back to the Rashi, going back to Shimon and Dina, and we'll see how Rashi is for answering the shaila how Shimon was able to marry Dina. Let's take a look over here. What does Rashi say? So first of all, let's see what's going on there. Dina goes and she gets captured by the Nisi Achivi, Shechem ben Chamorim, Nisi Achivi. He was the owner of the whole place, and he had power. Boshe had power, and so he took her and he forced her. He didn't make it work, but he did something even worse than making it work. He was boiler, and he turned her into a completely there was no entity. There was no entity from his side, from the Nasi of Shechem, of the city of Shechem. He didn't consider her as a human being. He considered her as a possession of his, and he did as he wishes, as he wished. So she turned into a shifra then. She turned into Imamish turned her into a Kananus, as a gedder of a Kananus. Oibazoi, in that case, so she lost the status of achva achais. She lost the status. Let's just see in the Rashi over here. Just that open. What was the Lashon HaRashi over here? Shul Vigmir? The Lashon HaRashi was as before, Rashi doesn't come to tell us stories. He doesn't tell us midrashim. It's only ani bastel the farish pshut shel mikra. So lechayde what's in the gate in the? He wants to explain to the. Rashi says in another place that he's speaking to a ben chamash mikra. He wants to tell the ben chamash mikra what's gate of. How was he able to? How was Shimon marrying a sister Dina? So he says like this. First of all, so the Torah says Ben Aknainus. She had a dinner of Aknainus. So the Chayde she lost the status of his sister. I the Chayde after he takes her out. So then the Chayde she should have gone back, she's free now. So then she should have the Chayde there's two ways you could say she should have gone back. You could say she becomes a new Metzias, or you could say no, now she's going back to her previous. Metzias of Shimon, of them Zaplashin name. The whole Tanai of Dina was that the whole reason why she decided she let him take it was he had to make a shvua that he's going to marry her, which that means that even after she comes out. She made a decision that she will always remain the Kninus, and that's why Rashi has to say that that he made the Shavua, that Dina made the Tanai with it. She only agreed to come out on Tanai that he's going to that Shimon is going to marry her to tell us as he will blind out of Amal Kninus, and that's why the Torah says the Shol Ben Kninus. As er is the show is the zun fun, he's the son of Dina, which is the Kninus, and not only that, as she adds that she remained a Canaanite even after she left. She wanted to remain a Canaanite. We said, how do we know she remained a Canaanite? Because the fact that she allowed Shimon to marry her, and she allowed Shimon, she wanted to come out, and she told Shimon that Shimon's going to marry her, was only the fact that obviously she wouldn't do it otherwise. The fact that she remains the status of a Canaanite.
What's with the
other shkuta?
The
old sister
to Imbois, Nasi, all of them married.
Yeah. There's two, whether it was to Umois or whether it was Tak Knainus. It was Tak, a regular Mamsha. Either sister.
It was born sister.
Yeah, there's two opinions of it. One opinion says that they were sisters to. And another place it says we talk about it by. Where does this whole machlokes is coming? Comes in when it says by Yinachim Benoisov by Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi says over there two pshatim. One was that it was Benoisov Mamish because no the lamb to him, or Rashi says that no it was Kaloisov Shenikru Benoisov. And so it's based on two mandamars in Gemara, but this mahalach would only fit according to one opinion, Taka and Echanami, would only fit according to the mahalach of that in general they weren't the choysof. Fine. So Where we, the Yidden are called Bnei Bechor Yisrael, even before the Gula of Mitzrayim, Bnei Bechor Yisrael state in Parshas Bo. Over the inif and avodah hem avodim, that this we only given that title by Matan Torah. And from this beer over here, what an eved is, the ankus of what an eved is, that there's no metzias for the eved. It's not pshat that. It's not pshat that the mice of the Eved, you know, the Eved he has to do, he has no minute for himself. He needs to every second work for the Eved, for the oven. It's more than that. There's no metzias for the Eved at all. So, kumdeis, a very interesting thing, as our avdus that we meshubat the Eved is not pshat that we are, that we have a psah. We have a metzias, and we also have a night job, a day job, and we have also ourselves. We have to do work to eat. After gisa bayim v'layla, and of them habich oich vos ich vil, and of them you know what I want to do. It's much more than that. It's not pshat that our avdus comes from the fact that we have a job. Our avdus comes from the fact that the etzem metzias from us is we're avodim, and it's mesuba from that. It's mesuba from the fact that we're the etzem metzias. And the Rashi says in many places twice in the Torah says Eved Melech Melech. The fact, you can look at it as a downside. You can see it as a chesaron. But the emes is much stronger. The fact that we don't have when you have the relationship of a son to a father, that's one relationship. The son doesn't mitzat ava, and. He wants to do what his father. He feels the rotten of the father. And he wants to please the father. Over at the end of the day, there's a small chesaron over there because he still has his own metzias. There's something. There is his ava, his metzias that he wants to please his father. So there's something between him and his father. Over eved is even deeper. He understands that he wants to please, doesn't want to please. He does what he's told. Why? Because he's one with the Odin. He's one, in a way. There's nothing interfering within him and the Odin. Eved, and that's why there's expression Eved Melech Melech. The Eved from the king. You have to listen to the Eved of a Melech. The king's servants, the king's soldiers are representing the king. They are the extension of the king. There's a famous marshal when the king wants to take his crown and put it in after a day's work he wants to rest. So where is he going to put the crown? You will never find him putting it on anyone. None of his servants. He would put it on a chvok. He would put it on a nail. Why? Because What happens is, at the end of the day, we're talking about the bas of Adam. Even if it's an Eved, it's the greatest Eved. If he puts the crown if he puts his crown on the Eved, the Eved might actually start thinking, maybe I'm also a king. So he has to put it on something which no Matzias at all. He puts it on a nail. You know, the nail will never confuse itself for being some Matzias. So do also our avdus, our avodas Hashem. It needs to come from such a deep place and such a deep realization. And there's a time that we have Avas Hashem, and we have, but the Shoydish and the what is it called? It's called in Perek Mem Alav Tani. He calls it Reishis Avoida. The Reishis Avoida is not the Ava. And Ava comes after. Ava is important. Reishis Avoida is actually Reishis Avoida Ikra B'Sharsha. He is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem means the Avdus. The Avdus is, there's no choice. There's no two ways about it. It's not Peshat. Today I decide I'm in the mood. Tomorrow I'm not in the mood. So that's what Ben Shadan. I'm the Tshvok. I'm the nail of the Eibishter. There's no way to meet the servant. Obviously, the next level is to also have a feeling and to understand Hashem's Ratzon. That's the next level, to understand why Hashem wants it. That's because we're trying to influence every single chelik of our body. If we constantly just do without understanding, so there's a chesaron in that as well. Because then we're not involving kolatz moisa. Our seichel doesn't stay erechnish. So the Eibishter will erechnas as avas Hashem mitzad haseichel and midos. That's the next level. But reishis avodah ikra v'sharsha is yiras Hashem really. It's really avodah Hashem, which goes because there's no two ways about it. So you should be zoyche to serve the Eibishter mitzad avas Hashem, but oichet. It's an oncoming to Yiras Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, when we do that, we will be Eved Melech Melech, Esved Zayin, we say in Rosh Hashanah, Ve'eda kol pol ka'at ve'altoi, ve'yobin kol yisur ka'at ve'yazati, ve'yoyme kol ha'shabab, then we become an Eved. So then everyone realizes that it's not the stama Hashem Elokei Olam. Everyone realizes that we are chelik of the Eved. We're chelik Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Everyone realizes that the Yidden are part of the are part of being the Eved's Avodim, which they are the Am Segula, and they realize because Eved Melech Melech. So that's the Nikud. All right.